Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our all-new featured show. We have Omiinka 7 with Oracle Divination Network, and happy 10th anniversary to our radio station. We are celebrating today, the 19th, our 10th year on the air with Blog Talk Radio Station. And we would like to invite each and every one of you in to help celebrate with us today. And we are going to be reflecting back on our prior years of being in business here on Blog Talk. And we're going to be talking about our future objectives for the next five-year plan and the next 10 years. And you know we are true to form, ladies and gentlemen, and we focus in on talking about things that are things that are paranormal. We are a paranormal show. What can I say? We have to be true to form. And we have to be true to form. We have to make sure that we always focus in on current events. We do that so that we can bring people into the time of the 21st century. A lot of us have been locked out of things because we have been so preoccupied by the cares of life. We like to take you out of that time limit zone and take you way back and carry you into some of the times when life was a lot easier to live, when we only had to think about our immediate families. Now we are connected and zoned in to worldwide news. What affects the world affects us. And at least we like to believe that. And what I want to alert you to today is that being that we're a paranormal show, we pick up on all of those moods of the climate, of people, and we've been talking about reparation and what it's done to the African American people, and the fact that we've had to wait so long. What has it done to our emotions? What has it done to our equilibrium? Has it changed our pace of walk? Has it made us have to wait for things that are necessary to have? And we've been preaching about this reparation for quite a while now, and we keep talking about monetary things, about money. Now, I want to draw you into something that's completely different, and I know we can do this, and there's no reason why we can't, because when I look back at the Freedmen Bureau, they were talking about how it was better that African Americans work, make their money, plow their land, and crop their fields, and accumulate their money through working by the sweat of their brows, and then putting their money in their own bank. They were to believe. They made them believe that it was their own bank. Now, let's just imagine for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, if that were the African-Americans' bank, and if they put the percentage of money in it that they were coasting along, putting in it, they, at that time, could have prepared our very own bank that we could go to and be guaranteed of getting the loan. No one would be turned away who deposits their money there. Had they kept that bank and had it did not go under, I understand that the banker that they put over, the Freedman Bank, took advantage of the people's money. He started lending it out to his associates and actually giving it away to his associates as if it was his funds. He did not honor and respect the African-American people who were putting their monies there. He swindled the money away. I mean literally swindled it away until they thought if they brought in Frederick Douglass, he could fix the problem of this bank becoming bankrupt, of this bank having dwindled all the money. And everybody perfectly knew who it was that was doing this. Everybody knew that it wasn't the African Americans mismanaging their money this time. It was someone else stealing it, pirating it, robbing them blind. Until Douglass came in with this $10,000 and tried to recuperate this bank and save the bank. But it was far too late. Even with Douglass's $10,000, it could not rehabilitate this failing bank. But they owned it, you said. Yes. Yes, that's what they thought. They put every dime in it that they made from their crops. They thought they owned it. And this man got away with not having to pay one penny back. No one was charged. No one went to court. No one was booked. And no one was tried. They just chucked it up for mismanagement and walked away from it, never addressing the monies that were in that bank and never talking about how they were going to pay each one of those members back for their losses and interest. Well, here's my fine, fancy idea. See how you like it. Because we're going to talk about it today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to come up with some solutions, some real workable solutions that we can use now to get reparations back. Not next year, not 6 months, but in the next 36 months. Yes, we're going to talk about how we can change the tide, because a lot of people owe us, and we don't have our own banks now. I don't know one country or state or city where we've got our own banks, but we had them once before. And we had a number of not only our own bank, our insurance companies as well. Now, when we come back from station identification, we're going to talk about All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. Thank you so much for joining us on this joyous occasion. We are celebrating our 10th anniversary in here, ladies and gentlemen. And don't all call in at the same time, but do call in this evening because we're going to be at it for a while, and we'd like to hear from you, and we'd like for you to call in and say, go ahead on Oracle Divination Network. Go ahead on. Another 10 years added to you. Our phone lines are open at 760-539-3247. And we said we were going to talk about this thing about reparation and what we can do about it and coming up with a plan because we have already reached our 400-year mark. And here's my plan, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to brief you a little bit and bring you into the atmosphere. And don't freak out when I give you my objectives. Just play along with it as if you all along had a plan yourself because we cannot be here at the 1300 hour without a plan for ourselves. We've got to be able to present a platform of what we believe our plan is. Now, I want to say this, and I want to take my time and say it. I've been thinking about it for a long, long time. Now, African Americans are in every profession and every area of sports, dance, theater, theatrical drama, you name it, we are there. And we are always meant to oblige and to offer as much entertainment as possible for those that are fancying our music, our entertainment, and what have you. Now, I said a couple of things before. And some people say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, yes, we can. Okay, we can hold the country hostage. And we must hold the country accountable for what went on in that transatlantic slave trade and the Jim Crow laws and the Black Codes after we so-called was dismissed from slavery. And we currently are suffering from an actual Jim Crow law problem now. And I want to say that you might not have money, but you got banks, right? You could set us up very well by giving the South, all the Southern states, their own bank, giving us that territory, first of all, in the Southern states, allow it to be deeded over to the African Americans. That's right. Every one of those Southern states, Texas, Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida, all those southern states, handing them over to us, okay? They're our states. We made those states. We built those cities. We built those streets and those railroads, and we orchestrated all of the geographical logistics. It's ours. Give it to us. And then make sure you help us establish the banks there in that town. Every one of those banks being owned by the African Americans. We're going to fill it up with our money, of course. We didn't ask you to put any money in. No, we can work by the sweat of our own brows and put the money in it. We just want the ownership of the banks. And then maybe you can cushion it a little bit by loading it up a little bit from some of that 10 acres and a mule money that you never gave us. Okay? Now, don't forget about the Black insurance companies. Yes, we know we ran numbers, and we did the doggone thing when we handled our own insurance business in our own community. The insurance men were well-to-do, and they were doing very well retiring, but not until the big insurance companies came in and took them over. We want our insurance companies back, all Blacks in our geographical areas. Now, we had our own nurses association just for the African Americans in their community, just like they had the maid service and they had the railroads. We want our own railroad stations that we can run ourselves. We'll build it up with the finances, but we want our designated geographical areas that we will manage those areas. Okay? Now, I don't think I've mentioned any money yet. I'm just mentioning territory and logistics. We've got to come to the decision that Our entertainment belongs to us. Why not you come to our theatrical stages and to our communities to see our performers perform and pay the fee for coming to see them? Okay? Now, you're getting away far too cheap by having all of these basketball and these sportsmanships in your community where we're not gaining any of the money from the concession stand all the way to the selling of the paraphernalia, the clothing, and the gym shoe wear. All that must be placed back in our community. And if you're going to come there to watch this entertainment, you must bring your money there. And you must patronize our facilities there. Then we can keep the money in our community and it can circulate more than one time. Now, am I talking racist things here? Am I talking anything off the cuff? No. We were always taught, and so were you, to do for self first, because you cannot do anything for anyone else until you have thoroughly taken care of self. And what has been happening to African Americans? We've been so graciously taking care of everyone else. Yassa Boss, this wrong boss is up sick today. We've been so busy taking care of other races of people that we fail to take care of ourselves. Now, here we are at the 1300 hour, and we have no legacy to leave our children. We have no pocket change. We have no stocks. We have no bonds. We have no property. And yet, the property wasn't valuable until you put a slave on it. Am I talking jargon here? Am I making sense to someone? I hope I'm making sense, because I'm doing a 10-year plan here for this radio station. For the next 10 years, I don't intend to be broke. I intend to be able to profit from this radio station because I'm making a lot of sense to a lot of people out there who I have not asked for a dime of donations for. But I'd like to leave a legacy for my children. Now that I've put the 10 years in, I can make it a part of my geographical planning for my business. I can incorporate it now. I can see a way that it could prosper me. But when the royalties are divvied out, they must come to me. They cannot be sitting dormant or earmarked for PayPal. They have to be there. I can't be searching around looking for them. And when we do a good job and we bring in entertainers, that's why I stopped bringing in so many entertainers, because I couldn't see the profit. Where was my profit going? We must have a profit line, and we must be able to account for all of these illustrious, fabulous names and people who have history behind them that come in and share their story on our radio station. We must be able to let them know that we can go out of our way to spend the extra dollars because we're going to get them back in our royalties. Now, I'm planning this out because I like to see this radio station go somewhere. I like to see this radio station profit and make a lot of money for Blog Talk Radio Station. But we have got to have some control. And that means if you've been somewhere for 10 years, you've got to be able to earmark the money that's coming in, and it has to be traceable. Now, here's what I'm saying. We've got a lot of African Americans that say, I don't want anything. I just want somebody to open up the door and I can get it myself. No, you can't. You need somebody to do more than open up the door. You need somebody to give an open hand where they can allow us to control something other than you don't even control yourselves in the sportsmanship. You're not eligible to go out and make donations to anyone you want. You are held and bound to be sold out to your master, and you cannot make a move without asking him or her. This has to stop. African Americans cannot get ahead this way. We're not little children. We are seasoned, elderly, old people, and we must be respected for that. And a lot of what we think, we never verbalize it and say it to Mr. Enforcer. But today we're saying it because we have to have a plan that will allow us to be able to leave a legacy for our children. When we put out the energy in working these jobs, we want to be able to be vested in a corporation so that we have stocks and bonds built in that corporation for a legacy. And when we retire and we decide to come out of retirement and go back to work and do something like get on this air and talk to the sweat of our brows, we want to be compensated for it. We don't want to be thinking we're making pennies. And if there's another way to make more money, by God, somebody from the organization needs to say, hey, there's a better way to make money than what you're doing. Here, let me show you. Unless they're making money off your loss. We've got to come to the decision that we're going to be profiteers and that our dollar is going to holler more than one time in our community, and we're going to have it squealing at least 10 to 15 times in our community. We've got to prosper during this particular time. Now, let me reflect back on a few things. When we first start up our radio station, we get all excited. We invite all these great people, say, come and share with us and come and tell your story on our radio show. We get many, many listeners who listen, who are excited about these people. And we try to gear it towards a path like I have done with the paranormal, bringing as many strange people on the air as I possibly can, addressing all these strange things in our lives that deal with divination and being able to get a casting reading where we cast lots to get a visualization of how to solve problems. We are engineers in this room here. We solve problems. We use our engineering skills to be able to have foresight, to be able to look into the future and try to be able to express to the general population a solution to some of these problems that we are endeavoring to have on a daily basis. But we cannot do that. We cannot do that unless we have some of the outstanding minds to come here in this room. And when these outstanding minds come here in this room, there's preparation that must be made. We must own our own radio station. And there's no other simple way than that. As I came to this 10th year of my anniversary, I came to my senses and said, I must own this radio station or buy it out or must be able to control it to help it make more money. Now, I know that when we think of reparation, we think somebody's going in their pocket and digging real deep to go down and pull out money they don't have. It doesn't all have to be money. It can be control and ownership. I've already talked to you about the land and logistics that we want to own and the banks that we want to own in our own communities, the insurance companies in our own communities, and also the hospital and the healthcare system in our own community. We're not asking you for any money. We didn't ask you to go and break the bank. We're asking for control. Control. That's what we're asking for. Control. We want the control to show you that we can do a cosmetic facelift of our own community and lift each individual up by their bootstraps and do a far better job. You've already seen what we could do in Oklahoma. That was one of the most outstanding jobs that the Oklahomans created in their effort to prosper in every avenue of their city. And Tulsa, Oklahoma was prospering from the manufacturing, from the sales. They were prospering. But what happened? Did someone get jealous about the prosperity of that city? Tulsa, Oklahoma was bombed from the sky. They were bombed on. Somebody dropped a bomb on Tulsa, Oklahoma, just because they were prospering and doing well. People don't like to remember it. They don't even like to talk about it. Why are you talking about that, Sherelle? Hush up on that. That was in their bad time. They're doing much better now. But it doesn't matter. It's happened. And it must be talked about because we are never to repeat history again unless we vow to prevent that from happening. And that's why we must control something. And that's why, had they had more control, no one could have ever fired down on them from up above with a bomb and exploding their whole town. Well, we're better people now, you say. You say that we have looked at our error and we've made a notation to make changes and to never be at that lowest again, where we could see somebody drop a bomb on a city that was prospering and not only prospering, but independency and doing well and running their own business, entrepreneurs. And I don't think this is asking too much, because if you put money in our pocket, you know, we'll just go out and break the bank and buy everything, and we won't ever get riches where we can advance ourselves to become independent. And what we're asking for on this Liberation Day, today is Liberation Day throughout the state of Indiana, throughout the city of Indianapolis, they practice Liberation Day today. I would be amazed to know what did they do behind the closed doors in honor of Liberation Day. I hope they didn't go out in the streets and march today. I hope that they didn't have gnashing of teeth today. Then it would have been a waste of time for them to set aside this platform to make plans and agenda and objectives of what they're going to do to make our society a better place. I didn't say make those ill people pay for what they did, because truly we don't have time for revenge. We want to go forward, and whoever has done something wrong, they will reap from the consequences. And we don't have to be there to be the very one who start the process of chastisement. But we do want to let you know that we're well aware that we're nowhere near what we should be. And I'm talking to you radio stations. A lot of you are nowhere where you should be financially. And we should do a whole lot better than what we're doing, so that as we bring in the listeners, that the profits are shared equally, so that we too can be well-to-do one day. But what I'm saying is, we have taken this position that as long as a few of us are doing well, then we feel like we all are prospering. But until the masses are doing well, the classes cannot count. So it's very important that we should set goals today and set reasonable goals that are obtainable, and that we should also reflect back on some of the things that weren't right, that could have been right. And those things are looking at when we're paid customers having technical difficulty continuously, that could be something that could be changed in the future, because lost recordings should not have been misplaced. And we should have more contact and continuity so we can speak to the head office to talk about what it is we could do to make things better when our recordings have come up missing. Now, I'd like to also say that we're going to solve that problem. I know we are, because if I spent 10 years going along and not saying too much, then I know that these next 10 years are going to be more boisterous, because the next 10 years we're going to be working on establishing ourselves as an independent broadcaster so that we can reach more countries and cities, and so that we can begin to use this platform for more than just telling people like it is, but using this platform so that people will realize that, excuse me, that this is some place to come where you can get really solutions and answers. And we're not going to be this type of people that is afraid to say something because we don't know what to say, and we'd rather not say anything. But we're going to work it out here in this room. We're going to work it out. And I'm telling you, that's what we got to do. Stay tuned. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you so much for joining us on this joyous occasion. You've got your Omega 7-5 here. And I'm inviting everyone in for our anniversary today. We are talking about solutions. We're talking about reflecting on the past and on how we can make it better here in the Blog Talk Station. And we're talking about the future. What can we do in honor of developing our reparations and not looking at just monetary monies that we can obtain, but ascertaining property and ownership and having entrepreneurs control something. And you athletes, I don't want you to think that you're safe and you're off limits, because you are the main topic. With the bundles of money that you are paid, there's so much more you can do in these communities, so much more that you can do when we control our own radio station. Then we can get the information out in our communities. We can have a pipeline that will reach our communities. We will have a platform where we can go and speak the truth at any time. So with your monies that you are safely donating in certain areas, look at the general community and see what the needs are. Don't let anyone control you. Be like Kaplan. Go down on one knee and try them. Because the song says, try me, try me. And try them to see what they're made of. See how bad they need you and how necessary you are in their lives. Because when things are not right in the African-American community, you can try them and you can get things done. Because if enough of you stop playing the field and stop playing the game, they will adhere to what your requests are. You have to use that little bit of leverage you have, athletes. You have to use that little bit of leverage you have to convince them that you are serious, that this is not a game. But the games that people play, they trade you, they cut your money, but at the same time, when you're hot and you're at your highest season, that is when you are to strike. And to let them know that you are a man and you won't tolerate it anymore, because what concerns your people concerns you. Kaplan led the way. He set the example. Yes, he may have lost his position and didn't get any playing time and eventually lost his position on the court or out there on the field, but he gained so much more. But you, some of you athletes can't see the gain that he has made for himself and for his community. I'm very proud of Kaplan and what he did and his support system who came behind him to bend one knee. And I'm asking all you athletes to bend one knee. We must make a difference during this 400-year anniversary that we're talking about for 2019. We must make sure that we let people know we mean business, and we want you to try me to see if we're going to stand behind our words, because we keep letting people take advantage of us, and they're playing us cheap, saying they don't know how to give the reparation, it's not possible. Then give us ownership and control. You don't have to lose anything. Your budget won't get cut, because you've given up a couple of banks and a couple of states for African Americans to run. Now, you're going to have to do something, because there's not much time that we're going to toll with this thing. We are going to put it on you to let you know we want you to try us, because we have waited too long for you to come back and to fulfill those breach of contracts that you have laid out there in lieu of telling us and our ancestors that you were going to give them land to crop and able to make a profit from their own land, and then you brought in immigrants from other countries, preferably Europe, and you forced our slave masters, you forced our ancestors to train these immigrants to work the field, and you gave them grant money and the reparations that you would have given to those slaves. Don't think that we have forgotten. A lot of us are readers, and we're going out there, and we've read this information. You thoroughly brought in immigrants, and you allowed them to take over the slave land, and you gave them reparation in lieu of the money you were supposed to give to the slave. You keep pretending like you've forgotten that during this particular time, you took the loot and gave it to the wrong people. Yes, there were a lot of people in Europe that were out of work and had no money, but there's still a lot of people in Europe that have no work and have no money. So can you take the African Americans and remove them and lure of all of the contracts you signed and the breach contracts? You actually signed contracts and you breached them, and yet you keep saying you can't fix this. Yes, you can. You can fix it with the swipe of the pen. And re-establishing people in homes. Every African American should have a home free of charge. It was our birthright. We were supposed to have a home and land. That was a given in the 14th Amendment. But now you're looking at black people living under the bridges, losing their homes, and not to mention, when they won a case or when they settled in a case, you even got African Americans that are still waiting at the 1300 hour after everything has been settled and their debt has been settled, but they refuse to pay. They took the money off the table. What kind of deals are these? Are these Indian givers or what? You got sharp African Americans, and they're noting it, and they're mentally noting all of this. And then when we look at you, it's a wonder that you feel bad. Because you're wondering, what do we think of you? Because when you go online to a person and you try to make things right, nothing is right until you correct that lie. But we need to let you know, we're serving you notice that this is the 400 years that we've been out of slavery. And something will change this year. A change is about to come. A change is about to come. I know a change is about to come. I was born by the river in a little old shack. Oh, just up the road of peace. And just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming. But I do know. A change is going to come. It's been too hard living, but I just can't die. Oh, I think I'll go on living. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. When I go downtown and go to a movie, I hear somebody say, oh, child, don't just hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a thing's gonna come. When I go to my brother, I said, brother, would you help me, please? Then he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Whoa, it's been a long time coming, but I do know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. Yes, a change is going to come. And it's going to come soon. And it's not sooner than not. Because we are looking at over 100 years of being out abundance. And this is the year that we were supposed to celebrate and acknowledge. And as I celebrate my 10th year anniversary, the celebration will continue throughout the month of May. And I will reflect as I reflect and look back over the years of what we've accomplished, the networking that we've done here in this room, the people that we call to the platform to tell their story, and not only to tell the story, but to also talk about what the plans are for the future. We have some great plans ahead, and that is to be more independent and to be able to address the things that pertain to us, our African-American family, and to be able to talk about what we can do to better ourselves and advance ourselves. So as you look at the advancements that you have made, just know the times are going to get better, and you'll be able to make greater accomplishments. So we want to make sure that you understand that this station stands for addressing the problems of the community. We're not going to overlook them. And we're not looking for brownie points just for people to come in and to okay us for what we're doing, but making sure that you're okaying us because we're addressing the real issues and not just things that we want to talk about that make you feel good, but we want to give you some things that make you go, ah, things that will make you want to question how has the society been getting away with these things and why hasn't anyone said anything? But we're not that kind of station. We're that kind of station that will address the good and the bad and the ugly. And we're trying to make sure that we give you an opportunity to have a voice. And that's why we're on this radio station, so you can come in and voice your opinion. And if you haven't had a chance to voice your opinion this year and you have issues to talk about, I definitely want you to know that you could come in and you can have those issues and you can talk about those issues. And as you talk about those issues, ladies and gentlemen, just know that these issues are issues that pertain to every one of us. And some of us are going on as if we don't have a problem. We do have a problem, Houston, and that problem needs to be addressed. And we have got to make sure we raise our voices, and we've got to make sure that everyone knows that if you don't raise your voices, you are going to have some problems. You're going to have some serious problems. And some of you have not, actually dealt with the problems, and we keep, every year we keep having the same problem over and over again. And I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say because it looks like that we're headed for destruction. We're headed for destruction, and it's so sad because a lot of us, we have not made any type of alignment with what we're going to do different. We have not said we're going to make some changes. We're going to stand up, and we're going to make sure we speak out. And there's so many people that are afraid to stand up and speak out. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this much. This station has been true to form. We try to use our clairvoyant skills to see into your lives and our lives too, and to be able to use clairaudio, allow you to hear what we're not saying. And we're teaching you to be spiritual, to be stable in your thoughts. Don't let anyone think for you, even the things that we're saying. Check them out and formalize your own opinion. There's far too many people that are going with what the media is saying, and they're not depending on their own faculties to make decisions. This year, make it a year that you will make decisions and make firmly decisions and make plans and goals for yourself. We're making goals and projecting that we're going to be more paranormal. We're going to address more people on this platform that have something to say. Those who have been silenced, those who have not been able to come out front and to speak their piece and to tell it like a T.I. is, the butt-naked truth. Because there's so many people lying and hiding information that they have made this world a difficult place to live in. And by golly, we want to make this world a better place to live. Like Diana Ross says, make this place a better place. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. Oh, if you can. That's what she wants us to do. Reach out and touch somebody. Because that's what we're going to do. This radio station should be true to form. As we reach out and touch someone's hand, we can become real to somebody. And we're not invisible because this frequency is vibrating and it will make a difference. And I hope it's making a difference to you and you and you. And as you begin to see how this world could be a better place, I want you to understand that we are trying in here and we need your help. Everyone doing? I hope you're doing fine to middling, and we are here in this room today celebrating our 10th anniversary, and we want to say for the record that we are going to be doing the doggone thing all month long. It's a celebration. It's a celebration, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody, can you say that? It's a celebration. And what do you do during celebration? What do you do during celebration? And you lift up your voices and you try to give your opinion. And we're still waiting for some of you to lift up your voices and give us your opinion about what you think about the new changes that need to take place now that we're beyond 400 years. We talked about reparations, and I want to hear something. Welcome to the On the Feature Show, and this is your Omi, and I'm coming at you live and strong today. This is our 10th anniversary. We've been on these lines now for over 10 years, and this marks the 10th year for us in the month of May 19th. This is our celebration day, May 19th. May 19th is a good day. I had a lot of things happen during the month of May. I was dedicated in my life to a mission in the month of May. Dedicated my son in the month of May. It's a great month, and a lot of great things happened to me in the month of May. So this is one of my favorite months. It's springtime, and spring is in the air, and we ought to be making resolutions, and I'm going to make some resolutions. I'm going to make some resolutions that we're going to bring in some great speakers, and they're going to possess the pulpit and the microphone, and they're going to make some changes for the people that are listening. And we're going to work real hard to use our platform to address the issues in the community. At one time, I had ventured out to go out to the community to interview people there, and I'm thinking about doing it again. If I have a little time on my hand to interview some of the people to get their input, to see how they feel. And we'd like to encourage you to also do that. Now, one of the things we are going to do during this month is we're going to have some giveaways. We're going to encourage more people to call in, and that's a big issue. I want to encourage you to call in all during the month of May, because if you're our lucky caller, we have a special CD that was made for the Steppers, and we're going to be giving away a Stepper CD. They had their big Steppers convention, and he asked me to distribute his Steppers CDs. So I'd like to give those to callers, and I know that we're not on a phone line where you can call in right now, but tomorrow when we come on, I'm going to ask you to call in, and we will give out the particular caller. We're going to give out the CD too, and we'll rush that out to you. We have to have more marketing tools to get these phone lines lit up. And on my speaker show, I've been on speakers quite a lot. You can go out on YouTube and see all my speakers recording. And speakers and I have been together for a long time also, and I'll be celebrating my anniversary with them, not as many years as on Blog Talk, and also TalkShoe. TalkShoe might be running neck and neck with Blog Talk, and we're going to be doing a celebration. And it's fun because each one of these radio stations, they deliver a certain type of message. For example, this is paranormal, dealing with the supernatural, and with Spreaker, it's dealing with organic broadcaster health, vegetation, gardening, health and wellness, nutrition. And then TalkShoe deals with my ministry, the ministry of Sherelle and Garth. If you had not listened to my ministry, go out and listen to the ministry of Sherelle and Garth. One of them is called Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. And in that particular speech, I denounce Satan, that he doesn't exist. And furthermore, and hence more, I tell the people, quit giving Satan prominence of their life because he doesn't exist. He's a figment of our own imagination. He literally is our flesh having enmity with the spirit. We're a spiritual being having an earthly experience in these fleshly bodies. So we've given so much credence to Satan, and we've told everybody that Satan is doing this, Satan is doing that. It's nobody but our flesh that's wanting to have its way. And we've got to get our flesh under control. And you can go out on TalkShoe and listen to me as I do the gospel under Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. That's one of the favorites out there. And we do have quite a few listeners on the Spreaker, about 1,800 listeners out there on any given time. And we encourage you to listen to our other shows. And I want to say that we are soliciting for co-hosts if you are interested in hosting the show and would like to tell your story and would like to be on our show. Please do give me a call in to the station or send me an email. You can go right on Blog Talk, and our phone line number here is 760-539-3247. If you're interested in being a host, you need some visibility. Now, there's one young lady that I'm going to be calling on who I wanted her to speak on Reiki healing. So we're going to get more into the healing aspect, and we're going to have more platforms for people to speak. And even if you are interested in talking about your book, your materials, please do give me a phone call and let me know when you would like to be on. Now, our times and dates are not set in concrete. We are flexible, and we can accommodate you based on the time you want to be on the air. I have a 3-hour block that I can do. And if there's someone that would like to feature this show and would like to come in on some of our time, as long as you make the arrangements ahead of time for me to open up the room so you can come in, I would like to talk with you about that in detail, of course, making sure that your paranormal lines up with our paranormal. Because what you may think is paranormal may not be paranormal at all. It might be something else. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, I am your Omi. I am your advocate. I have been here to serve you for the last 10 years. I am also your teacher, your Omi. I've been here to teach you, and I am here to serve you. I'm your servant, because we're nothing but servants in this room. And when the time comes when I stop serving you, then you no longer need me. But I have brought you various topics and information, and I'm here to serve you. Just as today we're talking about reparation. And for those of you who have gnashing of teeth against me and who don't believe in reparation and who think we're never going to get it, keep on thinking that way, because things will change. Just as I told you, things do change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one and nothing stays the same. There are not many things in life that you can be sure of, except for rain falls from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds give love. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one and nothing stays the same. There are not many things in life that you can be sure of, except for a rainbow from the sky, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds The young become the old. A mystery doesn't fall. Cause that's the way of life. There are many things in life that you can be sure. Except for rainbows from the sky, the sunlight of the sky, and hummingbirds, we fly. Everything must change, and nothing and no one stays the same. Everyone must change. There are many things in life that you can be sure, except for the sunlight of the sky and hummingbirds, hummingbirds will sing. Everything must change. Everything must change. And remember that, ladies and gentlemen, nothing, no one stays the same. The young become the old, and the old becomes an ancestor. And we like to greet you with the right hand of fellowship and say we are fellowshipping here in this room. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got your Omi Inka. I am your Empress, and I'm here to serve you. I am your Omi. I'm also your teacher. I'm your advocate. I'm here to advocate for you. Whatever you like, we are servants to you. And on this day, we commemorate May 19th as our 10th anniversary day as we celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. Come on and celebrate with us. We're having a good old time here talking about how we're going to better ourselves. We've been reflecting back on our past and on our future plans for what we need to do in the future. We need to have more input and connection with the people. We're urging you to call in this month, especially will be giving out our CDs to those callers that call in starting tomorrow. And we're going to set you up kind of proper-like to give you things to encourage you to be a part of the show. Now, on my speaker show, I usually get a lot of people that want to be a part of the show. I don't know if it's the time of day that I'm featuring my show or what, but I'm urging you to call in whenever you see me online, and you'll be able to be a co-host, come in and talk, and you can have the mic and get a platform if there's something you want to talk about or if there's something you want to complain about. Please let me know. But at the same time, we want you to call in and to say what's on your mind. You can be free to talk here. Today is Liberation Day, and I want to put it out there. We want to talk this last hour about liberation. And what does liberation mean to you? A lot of people think, well, all those radicals over there, they're going to be stirring up trouble. Why is it that when Black folks need something or need something done or to make some changes, they think we're being radical because we have to get in their faces and explain to them that we are demanding some change and we like things to be different. And then time you want something different, then you're a radical, you a troublemaker. No, you're not a troublemaker. You're not a radical. Because if you don't squeal, the wheel that squeals the loudest gets the oil. You will be ignored if you're not squealing loud enough. I know I'm rattling some people's cages in the audience, talking about reparation. Now I'm talking about Liberation Day. That's right. We have to be free. All I want is my people to be free. All I want is my people to be free. All I want is my people to be free. All I want is my people to be free. All I want is my people to be free. That's all we're looking for, is freedom for every man, woman, and child. And Liberation Day is supposed to grant that, granting you the opportunity to feel liberated, free in your spirit, free to be able to discuss the real issue without clouding the atmosphere and confusing the subject matter. We want to be clear in what we're trying to address to the audience. There needs to be some changes. Liberation means to be liberated, not free to run up and down the street bucket naked. We're not talking about that type of liberation. We're talking about liberation so you can feel free to go into a place of employment and submit an application, knowing that you're going to be dignified with an answer, and it won't be because of biases and prejudices. We know that liberating a person means allowing them to have the same equal rights as the rest of the world. Now, women of all races, white and Black, have had to be liberated. And now look at the front line. Women are still fighting. They're fighting for their own freedom over their own body. Somebody is still trying to suppress women. Well, I do know that Black women have problems of their own in their own setting and family problems. And we have enough problems that we could give you some of ours. But why is it that when Black women express a problem, then we got to create groups like Black Lives Matter and all these other types of support groups? Black women, you don't need all that. You just need to come together amongst your people to talk about the issues that you have. You don't need to be out in the streets marching with someone else, because you soon find out that you are marching with people about problems that don't pertain to you. But it's very vital that we understand Liberation Day is to talk about how Malcolm tried to liberate us. And on Liberation Day, they used Malcolm as an example, because he went into the prison cells and he tried to help liberate a lot of men into becoming Islamic people and practicing. Now, I know there's a lot of controversy over the religion of Islamic, but I'm not Islamic, but I have friends that are Islamic. And if it will change the personality of a male and put him on the right track, I have no problem with anyone's religion as long as it's changing their character and making them a better person. But here on Liberation Day, we want to raise up our right hand and our fist and say, Harambe! 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 And that's because we can do this on Liberation Day. That's because we can liberate ourselves from the suppression that we've been up under. That's because we can speak and lift our voices to become one, on one accord. Liberating, to liberate you is to liberate me, is to allow you to speak freely. It gives me the ability to be liberated. But if I suppress you in your speech, then I am no longer liberated. We've got to get this thing clear. On this 19th day of liberation, we want the people all over the continent and diaspora to understand that if you're suppressing other people, if you're taking their money, demanding that they pay you a fee, if you're trying to recolonize them, if you are subjugating them to put money in the bank so that you can use it to invest your stock, if you are taking the labor of any particular person, and if you're not giving them credit for it or not paying them for their labor, that is suppression. That is not liberation. Liberation is to liberate a person to have the same equal freedom that you and I have. And when we give that freedom, we are liberating individuals. But do we have authority to liberate anyone? Only if we're suppressing them. Liberation is a God-given right. We all have this right to be liberated, but no one has the right to suppress someone. And if you find that someone is suppressed, that you are friends of, you quickly liberate that person by telling them they have a right to their freedom and that they should stand up for their freedom and not allow someone to put their foot on their neck. And there's a lot of people holding other people back. And putting their foot on someone's neck is to hinder them from their liberation. Now, because this is Liberation Day, the churches were open today to talk about it. I wonder what went on in the quietness of those churches. I wonder, was any liberating work ever done? Did they get anything on the table? Did they get an agenda? And did they get an agenda of what they plan to do to alleviate this suppression? Or did they write down anything and put it in a ledger? And did they write any decrees that they were going to uphold? Liberation means to uphold certain creeds and making sure you follow through on them. But today, I was absent from one of the churches where I was going to go to raise my voice for Liberation Day. And I know they know my heart, but I had to be absent because of a real reason. But in my heart, I'm still going to liberate those people. I sent my energy, my frequency, to lift up each and every one of those congregation members and those visitors. I sent my energy to them today. I did more good by not being present there than I would have if I was present, because I was able to solve two issues at the same time. Liberation Day is something serious, ladies and gentlemen. Don't just take it for granted like another day. Let's look at it as our opportunity to set things in order and to set things in place that we are projecting to do in the future. Now, we have gotten to the point where we've forgotten about Dr. Martin Luther King and the struggle he had. and also Rosa Parks and the fact that she didn't want to leave her seat. We got to get beyond those kind of issues. Talk about what is blatantly going on currently here today. Because so many people are being left out. And there's so much going on the social media. It is so thick, you can cut it with a knife. But at the same time, you can't help but go on and give your opinion about issues that are happening that are not right. I've been following the African and listening to our Ambassador Erica Nkebia, who talks about the possibility for a recolonizing of the African. I've been getting into her speeches, listening to her, and she is pleading with us African Americans to take a stand. And she's also coming here to speak to people in different states to get them to take ownership of a leadership role. She needs our help because she's trying to liberate the people in Africa. And the only way that they'll be liberated, they must have people like you and I who have something to say that can go in to help liberate the mindset of those people. Now, this ambassador is thoroughly knowledgeable about what is going on in Africa. And I'm blatantly absent. Absent-minded completely and obliviously disconnected from Africa. But that's our motherland. We should be more educated and more connected to what happens during the day-to-day course of a lifestyle. Now, I know that they have many other countries coming in to suppress Africa, like China and many other countries that are coming in, taking over Africa, and like France, putting them up under recolonization. It would be the real world, real world. And we have to really look into what can we say or what can we do to help Mrs. Ambassador, Dr. Ambassador Erica. What can we do to help her, to help to get those displaced people back in their proper places and to stop and cut this off from the root of the recolonization episode? We have enough problems of our own here in the United States, but by and large, eventually those continents can be part of our world too. It can be Africa, America, and those continents can give us an opportunity to have dual citizenship. So we need to think about traveling to Africa, to and fro, and we need to think about what can be done to change the conditions of the suppression of the people. This is Liberation Day, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to know that Liberation Day means that we free up some people and liberate them. Now, Mr. Enforcer, you can free up some people today. You can take off the bands. You can free them up and liberate them. Liberate them to the fullest capacity so that they have their freedom and that they can speak with a sound voice, a voice that will speak out on every accord. Let's go to commercial. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. We're talking about Liberation Day and how it can affect us here on the state side. We are not in Africa, but what affects Africans can affect us here. I'm also celebrating my 10th anniversary here in the Blog Talk Room, and we're going to have a little request for you tomorrow to call in. It's pretty late in the game now, but tomorrow you can call in, and we will be featuring those special callers so that they will be able to get a distribution of the Steppers tape, and it was customly made. And once again, this is your Omi, and I am bringing you a feature show where we're talking about reparation, and we're talking about how do you liberate people and give them their freedom back, and how do you give them their lot? How is it that one group of people can distribute all this? How is it that they distribute and determine who gets what? We've given people too much power and authority, and we haven't said anything about, well, you've had your chance to rule, time's up, and you have not been ruling fairly. And we've got to speak out and say something and say, no, you don't have the final say-so, and you don't get to distribute everything, and you don't get to stockpile anything. But we have become so conditioned to people thinking for us, making all the decisions for us, that we don't even think we have a position in this matter. But we do, and we must take our proper position. Take your proper position, people. Take your proper position. You're getting ready to rule again. This is the 400 years that we've been out of slavery, and now you're being called upon to rule again. But you cannot do that if you have fear and trembling and you are afraid to speak out against injustice. And we are going to seek out all the injustice because we want to practice having good liberation. And liberating people will liberate ourselves. And if you are still suppressing other people, shame on you, because the liberation buck stops here. And in this room, we're talking about freeing women to control their own body, to be able to face over their body. We're talking about speaking to those organizations who would like to suppress women and cause them to have to carry children and who would make the decision over their bodies. All this needs to be put in proper perspective. And a lot of women are really out there in the streets now fighting for real, because this is a big issue for those who are at the birthing stage who are still having children. And lo and behold, if those women are fighting now just think what it would be like if someone took control fully of their bodies and made all the decisions. Then they'll be like a zombie, and then they won't have the power and authority to make decisions for themselves. I want to liberate all of those women who are going through today, and I want to say to those women, keep up the V sign at home and abroad, because it will come to you, and the support that you need will be there. So nevertheless, we have a lot of problems that are not addressed, and the one in Africa with French, the French is making the Africans give over $5 million to them every year. They're suppressing them, and they're not liberating them. Then the Africans have to fight to get their liberation. It's a lot of things that are not right in society, and we must look at those things with jaundiced eye and not just look away from it. We must say that's, you know, not right, and things need to be changed. But once again, we're having a party here. This is a celebration. This is a celebration, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to know that this is a celebration, and let's celebrate.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-singing, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Eight maids are milking, seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
And how do we enjoy that? I thought we'd take us back to Christmas here, liven it up in this room a little bit on the 12th day of Christmas. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? We're taking you all the way back to December. But this is May. We still want to be in the know for May, and we want to make sure we are going to go down that dusty road. Go ahead on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on this special occasion. Thank you for being a part of my family here. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight. And we know that this is a celebration day. This is a day that I've been talking about for a while now. And I've been trying to get each and every one of you out of your comfort zone so that you will remember that once you are invited to a celebration day, you're invited so that you can be a part of something. And we're asking you to always make your opinion, be opinionated, and always call in if someone's asking you to call in and take the platform and address the issues. If you cannot come up with a solution, then maybe just say, I haven't come up with a solution yet, but I'm working on it. But we should always have solutions to the problems that we pose. Now, there's a problem in the airways. I know that most of us who are out there that are show hosts, we are going to have to come together and use this platform for more than just chewing the fat, but a platform that will address some of these issues out here that we're seeing on the social media. And it begins to be a race war on the social media where people are back and forth of each other. But if they can have an atmosphere where they can debate actually on a radio spectrum, then they can get their problems solved. But we're not seeing enough debating sessions. And I would like to see more debating sessions where people can debate and agree to disagree, because there's a lot going on Facebook where it's just throwing mud. But it could be a professional debating group where you come on and you professionally put the dukes up. But nevertheless, we want to make sure that everyone know that we have a safe zone here at the network, here at Oracle Divination Network. We do believe in the paranormal, though, and some people are thoroughly against anything that's paranormal, anything that has voodoo on it, anything that looks like it's High John the Conqueror. But you mustn't be afraid or against the spirit. The spirit is harmless, and the spirit is not here to harm anyone or do any dirt to anyone. You've got people that want to do dirty things to other people, and they shouldn't be using the spirit and the materials and tools from the spirit to do their dirty work. And there are a lot of people out here perpetrating being shamans and witches and all this. They need to quit. They really need to quit, because to have the authority to be able to be in control of the spirit and to will the spirit, you've got to know what you're doing. You can't be out here trying to put hex on people. You better be careful that you don't hex yourself. And some of the people that are taking these tools and using them the wrong way, they are having a terrible time, because the spirit is coming back after them. But nevertheless, we are a paranormal station. We address the paranormal. We have respect for the spirit realm. We call on the spirit realm. And right about now, we're going to call on the spirit realm. We're going to call on our ancestors to come and to grace our stage and to give us a dedication to our show, that we may have another 10 years and it be more prosperous than the 10 years prior to this. We're going to ask our ancestors to bless us with their presence and to allow their melanin to flow as we tap in to their power and their authority. And if there is another to be born through our ancestors, then we welcome that new creature that comes through our ancestors to be reborn again. And we thank you, ancestors, that you blessed us thus far, that you put a hedge around us, protection around us. Lord, build protection around us, protection around us, and that you put your hedges around us, and you have not allowed the enemy to penetrate, and that you carried us through the storm. I've been in the storm. I've been in the storm much too long. Lord, please let me have a little more time, a little more time to pray. Because I've been in the storm. I've been in the storm much too long. And you moved the storm on the other side, and you allowed us to get through the storm. Thank you so much. And you've shown us things that we didn't know. And you visualized things for us. And you've grown us up in the spirit. And thank you, ancestors, that those who were on the stage and who were able to speak to the people, you have blessed them immensely. And I am calling on you to bless us one more time as we go through the round of the next 10 years. I'm asking you to let your will be, and let Oladulamah Ray come and be with us as our friend. And we thank you for the paranormal project of addressing the issue to better acquaint our African Americans with their own spirit. We pray that they will tap in this year. We pray that they will take advantage of what is being offered in the realm of an Episcopal temple where they can come and get their needs met. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're about to do. And we thank you for the, we claim every one of those hosts and listening audience. We claim them this year that they will come in and that they will support, and they will be a beacon and a light in a dark, dim world, that they will be a beacon in a time of trouble. And we just speak things that be not as though they were. And we give you all the praise and honor and the riches. May you shine and may you stand out and may you beckon the call of the people to the throne of grace, so that this will be a storehouse where they can come and find meat and be fed spiritually, morally, and that they will uplift themselves and have church once again. We thank you, ancestors, for bringing us thus far. We thank you for these 10 years and for what we're about to do. And we just grace you with peace, love, offerings. We say, Ashe, Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, we are a praying institute. We pray ourselves into this position, And we're going to continue to pray no matter what the people may say. This is a spiritual room and a praying room. And if you come here, you're going to get what thus saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord for us to go ahead on. We're going to be served with the necessary things that we need. And every person that comes to this room will be blessed. And we decree it. We decree that this will be where milk and honey will be served, and that we'll be able to have abundance and give according to our need to those that don't have. And we will have more in our storehouse, pressed down together, shaken and running over in our bosom, so we have excess that we can extend to others. And we thank you for joining our show. We thank you for supporting us. Those 101 members that have been supporting me for 10 years strong, God bless you. God bless your lineage. God bless your child and your womb. God bless the child that's in your lineage. And when he come forward, bless them again. Bless your household down to the 1,000 generation, that there may be meat in your house. Thank you for your time. And thank you for believing in this station. And thank you for supporting us. We know that God is going to bless you richly, and continue to keep coming and listening and call in for once in a lifetime. Call in and state your case. We'll be happy to listen to you. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, and we are going to let you know that we are going to find some way to get you active here on the station, whether it be through theatrical drama, whether it be through the ability to challenge each other in a debate. But we want to see some action. We want to see some real live people moving here. And then I want to give over the microphone to you so that you can carry on and you can support this ministry. It is a ministry, and I do hope that you would want to be a part of it. And we're thanking you today because we're so grateful that we've come a mighty long way. A mighty long way when we didn't see our way sometimes. And sometimes I was on the road doing this show, trying to make sure that I called in. It was more than a job. It was a commitment. And I'm asking you to commit yourself to support this town. Commit yourself to support us morally, physically, and spiritually. And if we need you financially, we hope we can call on you. But we're not going to be in nobody's pocketbook right now. We're trying to keep our members connected and calling in. And we're asking you to call in and get your healing. You know, we have been giving out miracles for a while, but we're going to ask you to call in and get your healing tomorrow. Whatever ails you, whatever you need us to stand in agreement with you on, to touch and to pray. If you got cancer, if you got the sugar of the diabetes, call in. We are able to tap in. And we can touch and pray and agree with you today. And where one or two are gathered together in his name, it shall be done for them. So we're asking you to call in with an agreement on your condition. And we can't promise you any healing, but we can promise you where one or two are gathered together in his name, it shall be done. And if you're sick with the palsy, can't get out of bed, and you listen to this show and it's been an inspiration,